Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 771. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how you can receive one at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including postage and handling. We're continuing on in the book of Revelation. I'm in chapter 18 now. I'll be starting at verse 20. I've got music. All right, now, I'm going to pray. I pray that you'll pray with me, that the Lord will anoint me through this message to continue on. We're almost to chapter 19, 20, and 21. And one more, and we're going to be finished with the book of Revelation. And you're going to understand what it means now. It's no longer a mystery. We're living in these very last minutes of time. And so rejoice. When the Lord tells you to rejoice over this satanic cult in Rome, because it's burnt, it's going to be burnt and destroyed, and rejoice over the beast, this one world government, because it's going to be destroyed. And Jesus is going to reign forever, and rejoice because the media will then know that the things that I've been preaching are absolutely true, and the people in this world will know it too. They're going to mourn over this satanic devil's coven, and the beast, the one world government, the UN, and all the other trash in this world is going to be burned up. They're going to mourn over it, but we, heaven, is going to rejoice. It says in verse 20, rejoice over her, thou heaven. All of heaven is going to rejoice. And ye holy apostles, those of us that are here on earth, all heaven and the children of the Lord here on earth and prophets, the apostles and prophets, God has avenged you on her. This miserable bunch of bastards in Rome has caused Christians a lot of trouble. And now the rage, the wrath of God is kindled, and he's sick and tired of this bunch of devils that think that they can continue doing this. It's over with for you people. And it's happening right now. Just a few more seconds and you're over with. You're over with and we're out of here. Oh, Father God, I pray that you'll anoint, as I know you will. I have faith. When I ask you, I have faith to believe that I've already received it. Anoint, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, and open the hearts of fair-minded people, people that would not like to go to hell and the lake of fire, but people that would like to go to heaven and spend eternity in peace and happiness and joy. Lord, I ask that you do that. Break everything down to them through me, in the most perfect of ways, so that they understand that this is the book of Revelation. And I've never seen a commentary on it that I thought was right. Never at all. They're all haywire. And I thank you, Father God, for giving me the correct interpretation of it. There's only one interpretation of the Bible, and that's your interpretation. Father, rebuke Satan. I rebuke him, Father, in the blood of Jesus and in your mighty name, in Jesus' name. And open mighty doors for us. Send in an abundance of finances. Lord, we need it. All we need really is you, but if you want us to have finances, Lord, send them in by the ton. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, here I am with the Stamps Quartet to sing for you, Over in the Glory Land.
I have a home prepared for the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Well, just over in the glory land, I'm gonna join that happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Mansions there, just over in the glory land. There to sing God's praise and his glory share, just over in the glory land. Well, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Well, just over in the glory land, where with the mighty host I stand, just over in the glory land.
Irish thrall, I will shout and sing just over in the glory land. Glad hosannas to Christ the Lord and King just over in the glory land. Well, just over in the glory land, I'm gonna join the happy angel band just over in the glory land. Well, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand just over in the glory land. Well, come on, over in the glory land, I'm gonna join the happy angel band just over in the glory land. Come on now.
You know how close the kingdom of heaven and the pit of hell is and the lake of fire? It's one breath away. All you got to do is just breathe your last breath and you're going to be in one of the two places. The kingdom of heaven or the lake of fire? Well, anyway, we're here in the 18th chapter. Now, I've already read this before, but I want to read it again because I love rejoicing. This is verse 20 of chapter 18 of Revelation. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, you heavens, and all you holy apostles. The Lord is asking us and commanding us to rejoice over this filthy, rotten, satanic organization that is powered by the devil. Because God hates Satan, and we are commanded to hate him also. With a hatred that is perfect, a perfect hatred. Oh, it's going to be just so good, just so very good to rejoice over this swine that needs to be destroyed and will be destroyed. Thou heaven and you holy apostles, the Lord is telling us to rejoice over this destroyed swine and the prophets, for God has avenged you on her. It isn't somebody else avenging us of her. But it's God, God Almighty, that is for us and against you. Hallelujah. That's what gets me. I really rejoice. Praise the Lord. Verse 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon, he's talking about mystery Babylon, be thrown down, and she'll be found no more at all. Zilch. It's over with. It's over with. It's over. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, so all this stuff, you know, you just have to have patience, the Bible says, because all this is going to come to an end. Just hold fast till I come, the Lord says. Don't be worried about that filthy, demonic, evil creature, these three frog-like spirits that's coming out of Satan's mouth, the dragon's mouth, because it's going to be over soon, and hang in tight. You don't want to wind up with the same condemnation on you as the dragon or the devil or this satanic cult in Rome and this beast that it rides on, the world government. The United Nations, they're all going to hell into the lake of fire. But the Lord says, if there's any of you in there that are my people, if there's any of you that believe me more than Satan, then get out of her right now because it's over with for her. Do you understand? Amen. Okay, verse 22. And the voice of harpers, musicians, and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in this magnificent structure of stone and wood and gold, and no craftsmen. Oh, they have such craftsmen. They invite these Leonardo da Vinci to draw pictures on the ceiling and paint them. Oh, all these craftsmen. And people that carve statues, which the Lord commanded them not to make. But they won't be heard anymore. No more musicians or pipers or trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, you wicked, God calls you bastard, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. They'll probably all be over at my church. Amen? Amen. Because we're of the Lord. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. You know, this millstone's in there. They're grinding the wheat to make bread for these reprobates. Verse 23, and the light of a candle, no more lighting of candles, dipsticks, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, no more marriages, and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Not at all. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. Oh, you know, Mr. Clinton, who's having several bypasses he's about ready to check out, and Mr. Bush, who didn't care anything about his good name, but he just did what the false prophet told him to do, and he didn't care. He just wanted to be known. He wanted to be heard. So the great men of the earth, that's these kind of people. And billionaires that are hanging on to their bucks. And this man that made the microchip. Ah, for by thy sorceries, and that's where you got it, sorceries, were all nations deceived. Oh, this miracle of implanting a chip, a microchip in the forehead and hand. Oh, isn't that such a wonderful thing, you think? You're deceived. It's nothing. That type of knowledge has always been known unto the Lord. It just took a bunch of harebrains all these years to figure it out. So all nations were deceived by the sorceries of you satanic creatures. Because Satan got a hold on you. Yeah, Satan's got a hold on you. But the Lord's got a hold on the Christians. But Satan's got a hold on you, and all the nations were deceived. In other words, the entire world, all the nations, the United Nations, all the nations that sit in the one world government, the United Nations, you're all deceived. Doesn't that make you happy to be deceived? You love living a lie. Verse 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints. That's thus people, and of all that were slain upon the earth. In other words, when they started bombing Iraq, Iran, Romania, all these different places, that everyone on earth was slain, put to death by people believing in your sorceries. And so you've got a lot of paying to do. You've got an eternity of getting paid back over and over, and just flames of fire consuming you, screaming out. You'll be screaming out, oh God, have mercy. But there's no mercy for you, wicked bastards. Chapter 19. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. Well, there's going to be much people in heaven. You won't be able to torment them any longer. In heaven, saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not alleluia. Alleluia means praise nothing. But hallelujah means praise God. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. In the Lord our God, we are the fullness of the Lord our God. We are members of his body in particular. Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments. You know, the people, your opinions, the way you judge things, you judges of the earth, you stinking prosecuting attorneys, you liars, your judgments are garbage. For true and righteous are the Lord's judgments, and his judgment is that we Christians are going to rejoice while you burn. And then won't that be fun for you, right? For he hath judged the great prostitute, the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her filthiness, for fornication. Fornication, in other words, she's committing adultery with the devil. Fornication, she fornicates the devil. Every demonic thing. She loves to get people's brains down into dark places where she can sin and with the lasciviousness and watch and think of filthiness and fornication. Oh, it's so easy to do. It's so easy to do. And hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Verse 3, and again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. In other words, this whole regime, this whole one world government, is the beast, and this whore that calls herself Christian, calls herself a church, but it's really the most evil cult that could ever be imagined. In the Bible, God says that it gets its power from that great red dragon, the devil. Verse 4. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Not Alleluia, but Hallelujah. Let's say it right. The H, it stands for God. Abraham was Abram before, but God put the H in there, Abraham. And also Sarai, he put Sarah with the H in there, so that she is of the Lord. So anybody that says Alleluia, you know they don't know much. Verse 5, and a voice came down of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants. I serve the Lord, and I'm very proud of it. I praise him, and I thank him, and ye that fear him, both small and great. There's people, you know, that you hear them say, praise God. Well, there's many gods in this world, false gods. I don't know when you say praise God who you're talking about. Unless you say praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or unless you say praise Jesus, then I know who you're talking about. But some people just say praise God, and they just say it like, you know, there's real no feeling in it. You're taking the Lord's name in vain. If you're preaching the gospel and teaching the gospel and you're not really doing what the Bible says, you're taking his name in vain. Nothing good is going to happen to you. If you say, I'm a Christian, and you're the biggest liar on earth, almost everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie. You're not a Christian. You're a devil. You're not a servant of the Lord because you don't care what people think about you. And everybody knows you're a lawyer and you don't even care. You misrepresent the Lord. You're using the name of the Lord in vain. It's vanity what you're doing. And ye that fear him, both small and great. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God. We know who our God is because we know that God is Jesus and Jesus is God. All ye his servants, and ye that fear him. Well, we have to fear God. Yeah, you see what he did to the great whore and the beast, and you don't want to fear him, you creep. Don't call yourself a Christian. We're not supposed to fear God, they say, when the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Well, that means reverence. No, it doesn't. It means fear. And you that fear him, both small and great. Verse 6, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. What a pleasure that's going to be when God reigns, when he takes the miserable liars, and the fornicators, and the adulterers, and the homosexuals, and the lesbians that won't repent. They will not repent. They can't, because Satan has such a hold on them and slings them into hell, and God is running everything on earth then, and in heaven. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb, Jesus, is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And his bride or his wife are those of us that are in him, and he is in us. And if you are a liar, you're not in him, and he's not in you. The Lord Jesus doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. Verse 8, and to her was granted that she, the bride, should be arrayed in fine linen. Not one spot or blemish, not one liar, not even one lie. And there's some people that can't open their mouth without lying. And white, for the fine linen, is the righteousness of saints. Verse 9, and he saith unto me, right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. They're not lies. Every liar thinks that even God is a liar. But these are the true sayings of God. Verse 10, and I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All right. Verse 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Ooh, this one that sits on the white horse is Jesus. And Jesus makes war. He's not a homosexual like you homosexuals think he is. He's going to make war against you and all the other sinners. Unrepentant sinners. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, because he's the boss of bosses, the king of all kingdoms, the king of kings and the lord of lords. See, the devil tries to imitate everything that the Lord does. The devil thinks he's the head of all the nations in the world. Well, he just thinks that. But you see what's going to happen to him. He wears many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. That's Jesus, his blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. He says, the words that I speak unto you are both spirit and they are life. They are the Word of God. They have the power to put faith into your body, into your spirit, into your mind, into your soul, so that whatsoever you call upon the Lord with, he'll do it. But you have to believe that you're going to receive it before you even receive it. Otherwise, you won't receive it. Father, heal! Heal me! And heal all the others that want healing, that have the faith in their spirits to receive it. In Jesus' name. He's the Word of God. He's true. Verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. White and clean. Not beige, not black, not yellow, not pink, not orange, not green, but white and clean. Verse 15, and out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that's the word of God, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, the word of God. Okay, so with the sharp sword. Now, the word of God is called the sharp sword, the double-edged sword. His mouth has the word of God. Now, his word will destroy or smite the nations, because his word is able to do anything. All he has to do is say, be thou dead, and you're dead. He said, be thou dead, you army of Sennacherib. 185,000 men dead on one swat with one angel. Amen?
Amen?
And all the world be burned up. All he has to do is say, world, be on fire, and it'll be on fire instantly. The Word of God is swift to perform whatever the Lord says for it to do. And it's sharp. That with it, this sharp sword with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. That's his word also. I'm going to continue this on the next message. And this is time to accept, you know, anybody could hear the book of Revelation and see the condemnation on all those that are deceived by the beast, the whore, and the false prophet, and the media, the mouth of Satan. They know, you know, what's coming up here, and you see everything else that the Lord has said that would happen, has happened already. And so you know for sure that these things will happen as well. So right now, let's get right with the Lord by saying this prayer to him. He'll enter into you. You'll be his people, and he'll be your God. Just say this prayer now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 771.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for very possibly the conclusion of the book of Revelation. This is my first run all the way through the book of Revelation. And until then, God bless you and praise the Lord.